Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. I remind you, the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA-FM, which is the home of the New Year's Gala featuring Cyrus Chestnut. You can buy your tickets at weaa.org. I want you to join us. It can be a great party. We'll all be there together. And before we hear this music, we're setting up the instruments now. Helicon will introduce them. We'll play a little music that comes out of Helicon while we're setting up. And we'll come right back, so don't go away. This is Mark Steiner, and before we jump into our Helicon Hour, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is sponsored in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's National Foreclosure Settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org. Or at 877-462-7555. Well, as I said earlier, this has been 15 years we've been doing this. The solstice is upon us. Helicon, which is an incredible trio, we'll tell the story for those of you who don't know the story in just a moment, have been with us here for 15 years every solstice to play in the studio, talk, jam, have some fun, and talk about their upcoming solstice concert. So here they are in the studio with us once again, Ken Kolodner, who plays the hammer dulcimer and the fiddle.
Hello.
Good to have you back with us. Can we raise your mic so they can be heard?
Can you hear me?
That's good. There we go. And Robin Bullock is back in the studio.
Hi there.
Flying here from France, wherever he came from this time. Now lives in France.
That's right.
Plays guitar, sitar, piano, and the mandolin for us here. Well, we don't have a piano here. Do you have a piano?
Well, it was a little difficult to carry.
Couldn't get the piano in the room?
We'll have one Saturday.
Okay, we'll have one Saturday. And Chris Norman plays wooden flute, penny whistle, bagpipes. Always here with his wind sounds. Good to have you back.
Great to be here. Thank you.
See you. You're now in New York.
And Nova Scotia, yeah.
And Nova Scotia. Yeah. And there is, in addition, it's kind of a quartet thing happening. It used to be a trio, right?
Helicon, the next generation.
Helicon, the next generation. Brad Kolodner is with us on the banjo?
That's
guitar.
Right. Yeah, banjo.
Banjo.
Five-string banjo.
There you go. Good to see you, Brad.
Yeah, likewise. Nice to be back.
So here we are, gentlemen, 15 years later, and we're still doing this.
We're getting old.
Well, the way we look at it.
This may be the first year you come in without a soccer injury.
Without crutches, yeah.
Now I need a new knee altogether, I think.
The way we see it is if the Rolling Stones can still do this, so can we.
Exactly.
And I feel out of
exactly.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
It's coming up. But you got to find a flute player, and you're going to have to find another hammer dulcimer player.
Now he's just hanging out with me.
To keep this going.
You know, it's actually 15 years doing the Mark Steiner Show, but 27 years.
Oh, no, I didn't
hanging
say that.
Out with these guys.
27.
This
wow.
is the 27th annual Winter Solstice Concert. That's right.
And even though you have not been playing together as a group for how long? 10 years now?
Actually, I think it was, 98 was our last kind of official tour? Would that be right?
Yeah.
So it was my fault that you broke up?
Last official.
That was it. We go on the Mark Steiner Show, and then we break up. we recorded another, the Winter Solstice CD in 1999.
Okay.
But we, for the most part, ceased touring around by then, I'd say.
Yeah.
Kind of a crazy thing to do, a CD, stop.
Stop touring.
Right?
But you've continued musical careers nevertheless.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've all stayed active individually and in various combinations. In fact, I don't think we even really noticed that Helicon was defunct until 2 or 3 years after it happened. sort of looked at each other and realized, sure. We haven't done a gig in a few years. I guess we've broken up.
But we still managed to play with each other now and again. And Robin and I just did a couple things together. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
And Chris has been starting music festivals in every corner of the planet.
Indeed, yeah. Why don't we have some music, Ken?
Oh. Why don't we do that?
We can do that.
Okay, we want to do that?
Yeah.
Got the mics ready and set? What are we going to do?
Gonna tell us I'll move my mic back.
You're going to surprise us or tell us what we're doing? Either way.
This is a medley of seasonal tunes from various traditions that we recorded on our Winter Solstice CD, and we'll play them for you live now so you get to hear all the mistakes and everything.
Good practice session.
That's right.
Good practice session. Sounds better on the CD.
Well, whatever. The first is a traditional Jewish tune called Shalom Harivim, and we'll follow that with a French carol, two French carols actually, Patapan and Ding Dong Mirong Yon Hai.
Better already. Yes, Helicon is back. It's good to have you all in the studio here again.
It's great to be here.
Oh, God, just a little tad older in 15 years, but that's okay.
Yep. Beats the alternative.
It certainly does. It certainly does. So what have you all been doing this last year?
What? You go first, Chris.
Well, actually, I've been making flutes for the past
really?
Few years. It's not a very good topic for the radio.
I think it is.
Show everybody your flute.
Hold your flute up to the microphone. Right.
But, tapping little hammer.
Exactly. But maybe we could take a picture and post it on the website. But I did bring. So I've been.
So you have flutes there that you made?
Yeah. Yeah. So I
can describe them.
Yeah. So anyway, that's one of the things I've been doing. As you say, I run music festivals, one in Canada, one in New Zealand, and one in Williamsburg, Virginia. And they're all under the title Boxwood. So those have been going great guns. And
festivals built around the flute.
Yeah, and traditional more. Music in general and early music. And I guess the only other piece of news that I have for you is that I was given a medal by Queen Elizabeth.
Really?
Yeah, a Silver Jubilee medal for my contribution to Canadian culture.
Wow.
So top nice. That,
yes.
Ken Kaliner.
Right. That's great. Congratulations. Cool. That's phenomenal.
I should have been wearing it.
You should have worn it. You're going to wear it Saturday night?
I didn't think to bring it. I just don't know when do you wear a medal? You know,
do you think you should have worn it?
I think you should have
at the grocery store,
for the radio show. You know,
at least if not the concert itself.
Yeah. Anyway, I was quite honored by that.
Chris, that's not. That's a great honor.
I was just going to clarify for folks out there that the kind of flutes that you make are wooden.
Yeah, the wooden flutes,
and not silver flutes. Yeah. And that's what you play.
Thank you.
I thought I would just throw that in.
Yeah. And make them out of what?
Well, flutes are typically made. Wooden flutes are made out of this black one here is African blackwood, or ebony is popular for flutes. Boxwood and kingwood are some of the woods that you find. But this is just an example here of one of the flutes.
Gorgeous.
And you can see I've been doing some silver engraving as well.
Oh my God, silver engraved and. Man, this is beautiful. So you made this obviously you didn't carve it, so what did you do?
You make it on a lathe, yeah, on a metal lathe. So maybe a little later I'll give that one a toot for you.
I would love to do that. Yeah. I'd love to hear that. Please do that. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's great.
So that's my news.
And Ken, what's your news? Yeah, are you fully retired as a scientist yet, or are you still messing around?
I actually do a little bit of consulting as an epidemiologist.
I know, I'm just messing
around. Just a couple hours a week, typically.
It's getting less and less every year, if I find the
Yeah, place. Kind of
now
winding down.
A couple hours.
Right. So mostly, locally, I do a lot of teaching. I have about 70 hammer, dulcimer, and fiddle students. And then I do a three-week... music festival that I teach, that I have put on for the last 8 or 9 years down in Sandbridge, Virginia. And then I do a lot of music camps around the country, festivals and concerts. And I'm actually doing a lot of performing with my son, Brad. Now
great.
That he's also retired like his dad from finished college.
Did you retire already?
Yeah, so
it was a quick career.
Right. So we've been playing, gigs whenever we can. And he's going out with me to Indiana and Illinois and Wisconsin, and I don't know what else, but a bunch of concerts coming up in next year. That's kind of it. We did a recording last year also.
Yes, I know about that.
And that's
you're
one we
for another one now. Too,
right. Hopefully. So that's coming up as well.
Before I get a real job.
Right.
don't rush into a real job. It's highly overrated. Robin Bullock.
Hello.
So you?
A real job never worked for me.
No, it did
I
not.
I can give you that piece of advice. Well, I'm still basically doing what I was doing this time last year, which is living in France and playing music wherever I can, mostly in the U.S., a little bit in the U.K. and elsewhere in Europe. Primarily solo, but also working a fair bit as sideman with Tom Paxton.
You can talk. So that's really getting me doing more and more of that.
Yeah, I'm doing a fair bit now, and I just finished up a tour a couple months ago with him and Janice Ian. They're starting to tour together.
Really?
The Together at Last tours. Yeah, Tom Paxton and Janice Ian, and I'm the only sideman. It's just the three of us. So as you can imagine, that's a very inspiring setting to be making music in. I'm going to the U.K. with Tom in the spring, and I think Tom and Janice have a European tour coming up in the fall.
You're going to be with them?
Yeah, I'll be with them on both of those. So, it's an inspiring situation to be in the presence of two masters of their craft like that, day to day and playing every night and learning from them. Tom just had his 75th birthday last October, and there was a big party/concert at the Birchmere down in Washington, which I got to be part of.
and he is going strong. Whenever I question whether I think I can keep doing this, how much longer I can keep doing this as I get older, I look at Tom and I think, you know, he just turned 75 and he sounds as good as ever. He's just as strong as ever. He's still writing incredible songs.
That's great.
So, you know.
But you think of Dave Brubeck, who was a day before his 92nd birthday, passed away, and he was writing music till the end almost.
Absolutely. Wow.
Playing, he's just.
Yeah. Les Paul kept going right up till he passed away in his 90s, well into his 90s. So, yeah, why not? If you love what you do.
And Ravi Shankar as well.
Ravi Shankar's going strong in his 80s, I think. Or is he in his 90s? By
90s.
He just passed away.
Yeah, oh, he did. I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah. Pete Seeger is about 93 now, and he's still playing.
He's still playing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know, you said Janice Ian, of course, that was her famous song when she was 16 years old.
At 17, yeah. Right. And Society's Child.
Child. Yeah. She's still an interracial couple. It was like...
Right.
All right.
Hugely controversial. Absolutely. And she wrote that when she was 15. That's right.
I remember that song very well.
Well, she's still performing it, and she's still writing incredible new songs.
This is great.
She's in her early 60s now, and
I would imagine.
Yeah. So yeah, she's become a really good friend too. And Tom and I have been friends for a long time.
That's
so
just great.
Yeah, real role models, artists to look up to.
And so, and Brad. So now you're retiring at 22.
Yeah, I'm retiring.
23, whatever.
At the age of 22, with the banjo in my hands. Well, I graduated from college in May from Ithaca College up in New York, and now I'm back home playing music, mostly full time, variety of concerts, and I do a fair bit of teaching as well. I teach the banjo, and that's what I plan to do for the next few months or so, and then also looking for real jobs as well. But having fun in the meantime playing music.
I said, it's highly overrated. Just keep on rolling.
I feel like 30 years from now, I'll be saying the exact same thing.
You probably will. I'm looking for a job. I think I'll get a job.
Brad, I can remember in my 20s thinking that when we were playing in Helicon, and I can remember thinking, well, I'll wait. I'll just give this a few more years, and then. When I'm 30, I'll get a real job. And then I was thinking, well, when I turn 40, I'll get a real job.
There comes a point at which you realize you're in this for the long haul.
Yeah.
You're a lifer.
I did just buy a lot of banjos.
That's true.
I'm starting a banjo business. Not really, but and that might be that point at which there's no
turning
back.
Warning sign. Warning sign.
Yeah.
So what are we going to play next? What have we got?
It's on the list, Chris.
A couple of time fiddle tunes.
Oh, yeah, old-time fiddle tunes.
Well, the first called Mike in the Wilderness, and the second called Chinkapin Hunting. So this will feature Ken, who you just heard play the hammered dulcimer, switch into the fiddle.
And Brad
will join us on banjo.
And you're playing the mandolin?
I'm playing mandolin at the moment, although who knows where that will lead.
And are you jumping in this as well?
I'm going to play something. Yeah.
He'll decide when he gets there.
right. I love it. Now you didn't, that wasn't your flute you played. No, it's different flute. No. My old flutes. So when's the concert this year? We haven't talked about that.
The concert is this Saturday, and we're doing two shows, 3:30 and 8 o'clock, and we will be over at Goucher College at the Crowshore Auditorium.
Yes. Yep.
And you're going to be able to make it?
We're going to be able to make it. I believe we are. What are we doing Saturday? We have a dinner, but other than that, we have actually, what are we doing? It is our friend's 50th birthday party, so we have to do that.
Yeah.
He's turning 50.
Well, you can slide in. We'll be there.
Yeah, in the afternoon. It'll be fun to see y'all. And yep. Probably have your usual party afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ken, it's not just a concert, is it? Are there two?
Well, there's two
concerts. I had two in my calendar.
Yes, we have two concerts. 3:30 and 8:00.
Right, okay.
And we also have, the four of us, Helicon, with guest Brad Kolodner. And we also have Irish step dancer Jonathan Sroor joining us as well.
All by himself on the stage? Nobody dancing with him?
Nope. Just
dancing alone?
He's fantastic. I think he was the North American Irish step dance champion or something.
Step dance is amazing.
Yeah. He joined us last year for the afternoon show. He couldn't make the evening show, and he just blew everybody away, including us. Yeah. And so we invited him back for both shows this year.
Right.
And then we might have a surprise guest in the evening, someone else joining us as well.
So surprise, you can't say.
I can't say it's a surprise. We've got to come to the concert and see who it is. That's what a surprise is.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes.
Well, fine.
Not supposed to know. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, it's all right. I feel left out, but that's okay.
We'll tell you later.
So we're going to take a break in a couple of minutes. So I don't want to play anything. There's not enough time to really go to break and play because...
We'll play something when we come back from break.
We'll play something when we come back from break. So we're here with Helicon, back in the studio again, as I said, 15th year. They've been with us in the studio live to play their music. We'll play a lot more music in the second half of this program. And 27 years they've been doing their Solstice concert. 27 years they've been playing together. Solstice concert this Saturday night at kenkolodner.com.
Yeah.
Want to spell that?
KENKOLODNER.com,
so you can buy your tickets and hang out, and we'll be right back, so don't go away. Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Remind you on our way back to our music and conversation with Helicon. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you, and money comes back to you. For more information, www.mecu.com, or you can go on to steinershow.org and click on their banner. Back here with Helicon, Ken Kolodner, Hammer Dulcimer ready to roll.
Robin Bullock.
Right now, guitar is in his hand. He's down the mandolin. Chris
Keeping
Norman
you guessing.
Has a penny whistle in his hand and a bagpipe in his lap. And young Brad Kolodner still has the banjo in his hand. So. Before we talk more about these instruments, let's hear some more.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right.
Yeah.
Off you go.
All right. Yes. Ah, sounds good. Woo, you guys just get better and better, even though they only play once a year together. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's fun.
I mean, to stay this tight and not have practice all year long and played all year long together is...
We practiced today a little.
Well, we have a long history of playing together to draw on.
Yes, you do that. So let's talk a bit about the instruments we're talking about here. Starting with you.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm playing an instrument called the hammered dulcimer. It's no one really knows how far it dates back, but it's some folks say a couple thousand years. Others estimate maybe 700-800 years. It is believed to be the forerunner to the piano, and it's basically, if you open up a back of a piano and take a look at that, that's kind of what a hammered dulcimer looks like.
Right, it's trapezoidal
in shape. It's got two bridges, a bridge on the right and a bridge that runs down the center. You have a couple different playing areas. The lower notes are actually on the right side, so in contrast to piano, which you have the higher notes in your right hand, on the hammered dulcimer, it's in your left hand. So it's actually set up nicely if you're left-handed.
Which Ken is.
Yeah, well, I'm actually kind of ambidextrous. Right. I write with my left and throw with my right.
You kick the soccer ball with your left or your right?
Either one.
Well, that's pretty good.
So you got to play soccer.
That's good.
You need both. And that's basically it. You play with two mallets, two hammers that are typically padded with some kind of surface like a leather, or some kind of material like leather. I use Dr. Scholl's. Works. I find that works great. And it also has a damper pedal, which I every now and again I step on. So the damper works to the reverse of a piano as well.
And you had last year with you like an imbiro.
I had a hammered imbiro.
Hammered imbiro.
And I didn't bring it this time. And that's an instrument that's kind of a cross between a hammered dulcimer and the African instrument called an imbiro, also known as a kalimba, or more commonly known as the thumb piano.
Right, which I love to play. Yeah, I love the thumb piano.
Yeah, it's very cool. And a guy on the West Coast had the idea that he could capture the sound of the imbiro in the layout of a hammer dulcimer.
Well, it sounds beautiful. I love
very
that instrument.
Cool. Yeah, I'll be playing it at the concert.
Good.
I didn't bring it today.
And your bags and flutes, lad.
Yes, indeed. Well, the flutes that I'm playing are all made of wood, as the old ones were. And the flute is the oldest instrument in human civilization, going back to 40,000 years. So these ones are, for the most part, they're conical in shape on the inside. So you notice the bottom end is a little bit skinnier than the top end. And that gives the flutes a very particular kind of sound. Like the modern flute does not have that shape. It's a much louder, kind of a brighter instrument. So you'll find, when people say, oh, I love that woody flute sound, that's probably what gives the flute that characteristic. Not so much the material that it's made out of, but that conical shape. So, and some of them have keys on them, silver keys, as many as 8 on the flutes I have, whereas the modern flute has more than 24 keys on it.
Very different instrument to play.
Yeah, though. So it's quite different. So I don't play the modern flute at all. I did back in high school, but I stopped. Shortly thereafter.
So, Emmett, you have a penny whistle with you?
Yeah, so I'm playing a penny whistle there. This is a beautiful little whistle made of aluminum, as you can hear. It's got a great sound to it. And I'm also playing the Scottish small pipes, also called the called wind pipes. And those are bellows blown as opposed to being mouth blown.
Right. So, I love the sound a lot.
Yeah, so they've got cane double reeds in there, so they're closer to like an oboe or an English horn.
I mean in terms of the sound?
Yeah. Yeah,
and over there with all these stringed instruments
here,
you have all over the band.
The string instrument department. Well, the oldest instrument I'm playing for you this evening is my 1920 Gibson mandolin here that I've owned for about, I guess, 4 or 5 years, built during Gibson's golden period when the mandolin orchestra was the big craze, and Gibson was cranking out thousands of these mandolins, and they have all, or most of them, have held up beautifully. The top of the line Gibson mandolins from that period are worth ridiculous amounts of money, like $250,000. This one is worth considerably less than that, but it's a fine one. And Just a beautiful, gorgeous tone. It's an extraordinary, even for a 20s Gibson, it's an extraordinary
piece.
I'll
have to bring in my old Gibson Miller and tell me what I have.
Do. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see. You may have more than you think.
And I have a banjo mandolin as well.
Now those aren't worth very much.
But they're cute.
It could be the Mark Steiner Antiques Roadshow.
There you go. But if you can imagine an instrument that's basically shaped like a mandolin, but more around the size of a guitar and tuned an octave below a mandolin, you would have this other thing I'm playing, which goes by various names. It's called some people just call it an octave mandolin. Some people call it a cittern. Some people call
it a cittern.
And some people call it a bouzouki, which is actually a real bouzouki, is a Greek instrument. Not exactly the same as this. Some people call this an Irish bouzouki to differentiate.
Do they have sound different?
Well, the Greek bouzouki has a bowl-shaped back like a lute, and it has a brighter sound, a spikier sound. This instrument is a bit richer. It's somewhere between that and a guitar. This particular one was built by the master instrument maker Stefan Sobel in Northumberland, England. And I've had it for about 25 years. I'm the original owner, and I am very, very lucky to have it because he's pretty much the Rolls Royce of cittern and bouzouki makers over there. And the third instrument I'm playing is, of course, good old acoustic guitar. Mine is a limited edition Taylor, which I'm also very, very lucky to have. And that one came my way at Appalachian Bluegrass over in Catonsville.
Really?
I'll give my friends at Appalachian
a great store.
Little plug.
That's
here.
A great
yeah,
store.
I love those guys.
That's a great store. Well, we can't leave Brad out.
Yeah. Well, I'm a banjo player, so I've got this five-string. I'm always last, right? This is the five-string banjo. It's an open-back banjo, meaning that it has no resonator on the back. So for those of you out in radio land, it's just open in the back. It's just the rim of the banjo and then no pot on the back that projects the sound outward. So this is a slightly, duller sound. I don't know if that's the best word. It's just a different sound than your standard five-string bluegrass banjo that's, ring, ding, 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 over and over and over again.
A little
slightly
a little
different
mellower,
instrument. It's more, mellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More subtle.
And subtle. Yes, that's a good word. And this is an instrument I actually just purchased yesterday from a tremendous banjo builder down in D.C., a guy by the name of Kevin Enoch. So I'm very lucky to have this banjo as well. Very, very cool instrument. So
you'll be in this next set, I take it?
Brad's going to be featured in this next one. He's going to sing the song.
This is a song.
Do you need another mic for the vocal?
I think I can sing and play into this mic.
All right.
Is that okay?
It's okay with us. I just checking if it was okay with you.
Okay, yeah. So this is a song I got from one of my inspirations, Richie Stearns, guy up in Ithaca, New York, a tune called Down on My Knees.
Thank you. lonesome road. Hang down your head and cry, little girl. Hang down your head and cry. My bags, they are packed and I ain't never coming back. Don't try to stop me now, little girl. Don't try to stop me now. Darkest of the night, fade away into black, little girl, fade away into black. Get to heaven, die, little girl. You'll never get to heaven when you die. You'll never, 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 never get to heaven when you die, little girl. You'll never get to heaven when you die.
Yes. All I can say is, Brad, forget the day job.
There's an endorsement.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you don't need it, man. It'll be fine. Life just has a way of tumbling out and you just roll
right.
with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't fight it.
Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Just let it happen. And it does. Nothing worse than sitting in an office all day long. That's what you just can't do.
Yeah.
Saying sure. I should have done that.
No. Yeah, but you love being an epidemiologist. You enjoyed that life?
I do very much enjoy, you know, keeping my hands in a little bit of research now and again.
I mean, that's a real kind of skill in science and art. It's just using your
brain in a very different way.
Yeah.
Being a carpenter and those things can be, you know, just good.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So this is really good.
So nice. No calls, no hard-hitting questions about hammer dulcimers?
We should get some calls. Maybe we can get some hard-hitting questions. And, you know, about some take on the musicians, take on the dulcimer. Why you play that citron? What is that?
It's not a real controversial kind of
How can
hour.
You make a flute? What are you talking about, make a flute?
Why would anyone do that?
Why would anyone make a flute?
Well, somebody's got to make them.
That's true. So when did you start doing that?
Actually, about 5 or 6 years ago, I started in, and I've been apprenticing with one of the great makers, Rod Cameron.
In New York?
No, he's out in California, and he's in his mid-70s now, and I've been lucky enough to have a chance to try to carry on some of the spirit and practice of his work. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be an
That's
apprentice.
That's phenomenal. That's really great. You know. That's really great. And I'm glad you're doing that, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another addition.
Yeah, and it, you know, one obviously informs the other. Because I think for a lot of makers, you know, you get 99% of the way. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, most instrument makers aren't top flight players. So they're often a little bit, you know, at sea. But I feel like it's that last 2% that I know the best. You know, I know where it needs to go. So,
no, I think it's been great. I mean, your whole life and be able to do what you do. I mean, being a performer, you know, producing your music festivals and teaching and now making flutes, you all have just kind of been able to make a life of your, a work of your life.
Yeah.
Which
it's
is
possible to do. Yeah.
It is possible to do.
Yeah. Sometimes it involves piecing together little, very different kinds of things, you know, doing recordings and performing and teaching and workshops and festivals and putting it all together.
But it can be done, and yep. we can are all done. Living proof of that.
Well, there's so many people I know who are making a living of music one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. You know? Oh, yeah, it can definitely be done.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, what do you want to take us next? Let's play more.
Well, some tunes. This is a set of Irish tunes that we recorded way back on our very first album as a trio back in 1987, which was mostly recorded live at Ethel's Place. Remember Ethel's
oh, yeah.
Place?
Ethel Ennis.
Wow. Yeah, uh-huh. It was right across the street from the Meyerhoff.
She just celebrated her, I don't want to say the wrong year, but it was like a huge one.
Mm,
80, great. 85.
Wow.
One of those.
Well, she and her husband were running a jazz club in Baltimore back then, and we recorded our first album
people.
In concert there.
Really?
So, yeah. So this is a set of tunes from that recording, a couple of Irish reels called The Woman of the House and John Stenson's reel. And in between the two, we're going to insert another French Christmas carol, Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella.
All right. Let's do it. Thank you. Khan's in the house. Their concert is this Saturday night. Go to kenkolodner.com. It'll be on our Facebook page and on our website. Get your tickets. Don't miss this concert. I want to thank them all for being here tonight. Ken Kolodner, Robin Bullock, Chris Norman, and Brad Kolodner. 15 years on the show every year, Winter Solstice. 27 years together playing the Winter Solstice concert. Thank you all so much for being
here.
Thanks for having us. We're on the way out the door, so let me say the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Gunnery, and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer tonight is Andre Melton. Theme music by Wal Matthews, a clean cut. Hear this show again, podcast, any of our past shows. Hear new additional interviews. Find out about our guests and the concert this Saturday night. Just go to steinershow.org. And for public radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. Marilyn Harris Davis is on the way in to talk about your health, so don't go away. Thank you all so much.